Good evening. I will call to order the City of Rockland Planning Commission meeting for February 7th, 2017, here at 6:30 p.m. at the Council Chambers for the City of Rockland. And I'd like to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner McKenzie, if you could lead us, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good timing. You're right on time.
Okay. If we could have a roll call, please.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Chairman Sloan?
Here.
Thank you.
And are there any comments on the minutes, please? Item number 4 on the agenda. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item number 5, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence for the commission?
No, sir.
Very good. Item number 6 is an opportunity for citizens to address the commission on non-agenda items. So anything that's not on the agenda, if you'd like to come forward and speak to that, this is your opportunity to do so. And seeing none, we will move on to the consent portion of the agenda. We have no consent items, so we'll move on to public hearings. Item number 7. Which was continued from January 17th, 2017. And it is the general plan consistency findings for excess city property, West Oaks Boulevard, west of Sunset, the former fire station site. And I believe staff has a presentation.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, on December 20th, 2016, staff presented a request for findings of general plan consistency related to the proposed sale of the former firehouse site adjacent to Kathy Lund Park. The Planning Commission expressed concern about parking issues related to the park itself and asked that staff provide additional information regarding how the site was determined to be surplus and if consideration had been given to using this site to address the parking issues. As by way of context, the site was originally dedicated to the city for the construction of a fire station. It was later determined that an alternative location on Wildcat Boulevard would be more centrally located and allow for better response times, and the station was eventually constructed at that alternative site. During that process, the city worked with the developer of the Sunset West area and obtained clear and unencumbered title to the site by Kathy Lund Park, allowing it to be used however the city saw fit, in exchange for which the city accepted ownership and maintenance responsibility for several open space parcels in the Sunset West area. As the supporting documentation in your packet shows, on several different occasions since June 24th of 2014, the City Council has approved resolutions that specifically identified the former firehouse site as a surplus property, most recently in November of last year. The parking issues at Kathy Lund Park were discussed in a November 15th report to the City Council. That report acknowledged the possibility of using the former firehouse site for overflow parking, but noted that no funds had been set aside to construct such improvements. The report also identifies that there is an opportunity, as shown on the screen, to develop additional parking on a portion of the existing park site, possibly shared with the adjacent St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, and states that this would be the preferred alternative to provide additional parking. Staff also verified with the Public Services Director and the Director of Recreation, Arts, and Event Tourism that the Parks, Recreation, and Arts Commission has not specifically been charged by the City Council with making recommendations on determinations of a property to be surplus or a potential park use, and has not been the City's past practice to ask that commission for such recommendations. It should also be noted that the Rockland General Plan sets a goal of developing 5 acres of parkland for each 1,000 residents. As of October 2012, the city had 428 acres of improved and unimproved parklands, a ratio of almost 8 acres of parkland per 1,000 people, well in excess of the General Plan goal of 5 per 1,000. Even if the city's anticipated build-out population were to increase by several thousand, the city would still have more than enough existing parklands to comply with the general plan goal. It is staff's belief that the above and attached supplemental information in your packet illustrates that the city has fully considered the pros and cons of declaring the former firehouse site to be a surplus property, and that the city is working on a plan to address the parking issues experienced in Cathy Ellen Park that do not involve this site. Given the above, staff recommends that the Planning Commission approve a resolution finding the sale of this property to be consistent with the goals and policies of the Rockland General Plan. The draft resolution prepared for your use is included on page 151 of your packet. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to do my best to answer them.
Thank you. Questions for staff?
I just have one question. Can we go back to the parking one there? It looks like there's a proposed tent structure. Is that what that is there next to the
That's what it shows.
Equipment?
I don't know what validity that has.
I mean, I don't know if this is a finalized parking plan by any means, but it seems to me that we could probably be a little bit more efficient in terms of a parking layout there that also connected over to the church property and the existing property by relocating that tent structure, which seems like a large amount of area just dedicated for that. So something to consider, I think, as the city thinks about how to move forward on parking in that area, because I'm very familiar with the fact that there is a parking need there. I know a lot of folks park in that gravel sort of area next to the parking, but I think you could almost do, two double rows of parking and still accommodate quite a few more stalls.
My understanding that this is very much a conceptual plan just to show one configuration that would work. This one depends on the church's participation. If they chose not to participate, the public services director indicated that it would be easy to move and have a second driveway on West Oaks Boulevard, and so I believe that the whole design is just one concept.
Right. That makes sense.
I have a question on the parcel itself. Seemed to be a conflict between the two staff reports back in November and the current update. So general plan designation, recreation, and conservation?
That is the current general plan designation, okay. Yes.
And the zoning is?
Park.
Okay. Yeah, there seemed to be a conflict, and it was mentioned that the zoning is firehouse, which is, recognize that as
It's a little ambiguous in the general development plan. Firehouse park, it's kind of used interchangeably, so
Parks
in
and
November
recreation.
When someone chose firehouse. Before anyone could develop the site for anything else, it would have to come back before the Planning Commission and the Council for a general plan amendment, rezone, design review, all of those good things.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, since the city is the applicant, I assume we are done with that portion of the presentation, so we'll open the mic up for the public to come forward, and if any citizens have comments on this particular agenda item, please step up to the mic, hit the red button, and say your name. Okay, seeing none. We will bring it back to the Planning Commission for deliberation.
So I'm happy to go first. I think I was either to credit or blame for a little bit of the conversation at the last hearing. My concerns remain. Thank you, staff, for addressing some of the areas that we had asked for follow-up on, one being acquisition history, how did this property come into being and with the city and in being acquired for public benefit. So thank you for addressing that. I have no issue with the other sites. Staff did a good and comprehensive job at looking at other sites and showing that there were other considerations with all of those sites and that we've made findings on some. I'm assuming others will come in the future, but this site in particular causes me concern, largely because of its proximity to Cathy Ellen Park, its proximity to the open space in Pleasant Grove Creek, the inefficient nature of that existing park, not just the parking, but the inefficient operation of that park with that softball field, another softball field out to the west, and a lot of just common field usage, from my perspective, this is a site that could play into that ultimate solution, but once it is transferred to a third party, you cross it off the list functionally forever. And so therein lies my concern. And going back, could we make findings consistent with what staff has recommended? I think we could, but we can also look at the open space conservation and recreation element. And I'll just go through a few of these that are equal to or better from my perspective for findings as to why this site should be retained. OCR 15, look for opportunities to establish linear parklands or open space areas that link open space and outdoor recreation areas, providing passage for pedestrians, bicycles, and wildlife. Encourage location. OCR 16, encourage the location of parks adjacent to open space corridors. Clearly fits in that category. OCR 21, co-locate parks within or adjacent to stormwater detention basins whenever feasible. This is more of a wetland and creek area, but nonetheless. OCR 25, and this is the kicker, protect designated outdoor recreation sites from incompatible urban development. Therein lies the challenge. Sell this site clearly for development purposes. We can't guarantee what that application will look like in the future, be it compatible or incompatible. That's for the future to be determined. But by not making these findings, I can easily protect this site from conversion to a potentially incompatible use. And so given its proximity to the Kathy Lynn Park, to the open space, Pleasant Grove Creek, wetlands, and habitats therein, it protects that site from development that would be incompatible with open space and environmental resources. Also, protects it from otherwise being crossed off the list for reconfiguring Kathy Lynn Park in some functional way, because to me it appears to be in its use over the course of time, and my kids have been out there and played a lot of youth sports out there, fairly difficult to navigate and get field usage time, and just the orientation of everything could be. This site could be part of that solution. So I don't support the findings as presented by staff.
You can go. I think I shared some of the concerns Commissioner McKenzie raised at the last meeting, and I'm satisfied with the staff report that was presented this evening, that there was kind of due diligence on the city's part that we just weren't privy to. But it seemed pretty clear that there was discussion, review, et cetera, council presentation and feedback and what have you. And although I wouldn't disagree that findings could be made to not support it, a lot of times you have general plan policies that conflict, and you have to balance those policies against each other. And in this case, I'm comfortable supporting findings for consistency with the general plan, although I would add that I would strongly encourage the applicant, or that the city require the applicant, to submit a design review with any land use change. I know we've said it in the past, we don't always get it, and I understand there's a cost involved to designing things before you know you have the zoning to actually do that. There's probably enough support in what was presented to the council to know that a zoning change is likely. So a design package that ensures compatibility with surrounding uses is going to be important rather than just a blanket rezone. So with that, I can't support the recommendation presented by staff.
You said you can or you can't?
I can.
Okay. Thought I heard a T at the end of that. So, the last time that we took a look at this, I was a bit confused because we didn't have the aerial map, and I was thinking that the site was bounded by the residential there, but I see, of course, we do have the Seasonal Creek Detention Basin area, whatever we want to call it, wetlands area that sort of meanders through. I try to think about if this wasn't or was rather dedicated to open space parklands, what would be used there, what would occur there. I mean, certainly more parking, that's one option. But I think we could probably demonstrate that the rest of the area there to the west, northwest of the current parking lot, is sufficient to gain enough additional parking stalls to meet the needs of the folks that park there, which then kind of brings up the other issue of, well, what else could it be? It's not large enough to necessarily plan another field of some kind. I mean, I think you could see it's not big enough for a softball diamond or a baseball diamond or a soccer field or anything of that nature. It could be another playground, could be an outlook, you know, nature trail of some kind. Although really, you know, that proximity to West Oaks Boulevard is probably not the best location, maybe toward the back, you know, for those kinds of uses. So generally speaking, you know, I sort of try to imagine what could it be used if it was dedicated to that use. And frankly, I think this is something that we can let go of as a city. So I do support the findings and am in agreement with Commissioner Martinez.
And I have a similar view. I feel like the city has performed their due diligence in looking at the use of this property and potential alternatives, as well as looking at alternative parking opportunities for this park that's clearly challenged in that regard. And I feel like the staff report lays out the process and the vetting that the city has gone through, and also its responsibilities to identify surplus properties and market them as necessary. And to that end, I also support the project. And I will entertain a motion at this point.
Actually, let me jump in real quick and just say I do also support Commissioner Martinez's idea of a design review package associated with the land use change. I don't know if that's something we can impose or condition or anything of that nature, but you know, I think for a successful outcome in that regard, that's probably what's recommended.
Agreed. So do I have a motion?
I move that the Planning Commission approve resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland making findings under Government Code Section 65402, General Plan Consistency Finding, West Oaks west of Sunset, former fire station site, APN 365-020-030.
And a second.
I guess, are you going to ask about the design review? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think the minutes will just have to reflect that. I don't think we can.
Yeah, correct.
Require that.
Yeah. So second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution is approved. Moving on to item number 8, reports and discussion items from planning commissioners. Do we have any? Seeing none, moving on to reports from city staff.
We thought you'd like to know that the council is interviewing a replacement planning commission for the replacement planning commissioner on Thursday this week, and then I believe their intention would be to appoint whoever they select at a meeting shortly thereafter. So hopefully by the next time we meet, we will have a new commissioner in place. Which segues into my next point. We will not have a meeting on the 21st of this month. We don't have anything ready. I do expect to have a meeting, the first meeting in March on the 7th. If in case you're wondering, we don't have a lot of small projects that move quickly through the process right now. We have several fairly large complex that are lumbering their way through, and we expect them to start coming to hearing in the fairly near future. But we've had the kind of lull while we're swallowing the big apples, and nothing a little has been coming along. So that's all I had to report back to you.
I have a comment. First, did we have public comment? I don't recall, and I just want to make sure that we had that opportunity. The city council has selected a city attorney. It will be approved at next week's meeting. The candidate is Steve Rudolph, who's currently the city attorney for the city of Galt. He has tremendous experience. He's been with the county of Sacramento, the city of Folsom, private practice, and coming from the city of Galt. So we are excited for his addition to the city team.
Very good.
So will you still be our designee?
I think that's the intent. Okay. We'll see. I'm sure that Steve will visit you as well, but I believe I will be sitting with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a couple things. At a recent city council meeting, the city's noticing procedure was discussed as a council agenda item. You may recall that the city, you know, state law requires noticing in two of three potential ways, right? You can put it in a newspaper, you can send notices to residents within 300 feet, and you can post the site. As you know, the city does all three of those methods. And in addition, the city already does the posting of projects on the city's website, the posting of projects on the city message board downstairs, and then we have the transparency page where we actually post the applications as well. At the city council meeting, a discussion occurred about primarily about the noticing distance, and council gave staff direction to come back with an ordinance that would change the distance from 300 feet for all city noticing for our development projects to 600 feet. So that's a change that's going for now, and actually they instructed staff to start that immediately. So even though the ordinance hasn't been reviewed and adopted yet, all new projects are meeting the 600 foot. They also added language that said, and there's very few areas, but there's a couple areas, in particular Northwest Rockland, where you could do 600 feet, but because there's not a lot of development, nobody might get that notice. They said you've got to hit, what is it, 40?
A minimum of 40 parcels. So if you don't hit that number, you have to increase the radius. Staff will be proposing 50-foot increments until you actually get 40 or more parcels.
But, if they're pretty large parcels, that could be a pretty big swath of land, right?
Those were
discussion points at the meeting. Maybe not. But yeah. Wow.
Two other quick things, just to make you aware of it. You probably are aware that City Council a few weeks back approved moving forward with the Rockland Adventures project. That's a multi-phase project. The initial phase is to prepare 30% drawings so that we kind of know what we're talking about and we can start doing cost estimating and those kinds of things. At some point in time, that project will come back before you. In that agreement, it requires a use permit, and so you will be seeing that project in the near future. I can't tell you when, but within the next few months, you'll see a request for a use permit, and they'll walk you through the project and what's proposed and hours of operations and all those things. So I wanted you to give you the heads up about that. We also, as you know, council adopted the architectural guidelines. We will be working to schedule. They've appointed members. And we will be working to schedule a meeting, but we've held off on scheduling a meeting because we're working on the ordinance. There needs to be some changes to the ordinance as it pertains to design review and the role of the Planning Commission. And we talked about that when we presented it to you, but now we actually have to implement those changes in the ordinance. So we're working on that piece. That'll be coming here to you shortly. I think there was one last item, and it slipped my – yeah, so I think that's it for now.
I just wanted to clarify, the noticing used to be 600 feet, right, Brett?
That is correct. And a few years ago, the council decided to take it to 300 feet, consistent with state law minimum, and now they've decided to take it back.
Okay. We will live with that, since we don't have a choice. Any other comments from staff, reports from staff? Okay. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.